This is Tim Hamrich of the Ag Information Network with your Farm of the Future report. With trade relationships in flux, strong markets for many ag commodities can be difficult to come by. Navigating this shifting landscape isn't always easy, but some producers are finding ways to adapt, says international economist Dr. Bill Ridley.
I'll draw from there's an article in the Chicago Tribune recently. They interviewed a soybean farmer here in Illinois. It's from about 50 miles outside of Chicago. And I think one of his approaches was he saw the clouds on the horizon. He saw, okay, we've got a trade war impending with China. We've seen this movie before. And it was far enough out that he was able to adjust what he was going to plant that year. Well, he anticipated, look, we're not going to be selling many soybeans to China. I think I'm going to plant other stuff. So I think the article said he was planting wheat, he was doing oats, that sort of stuff. That may or may not be viable at a large scale for a lot of people, but I think that's one thing that people can recognize is that some commodities are really going to be hit hard by these ongoing trade shenanigans.
Adapting on the farm is just one potential part of the equation, but Ridley says the responsibility shouldn't fall on farmers alone.
I think industry groups could, I don't know if they will, but they could take a stronger stand towards a lot of what we're seeing. I don't know how optimistic I am that that'll happen, but you know, change happens on the ground, and I see that's one way to affect change.
Again, that's global markets and trade policy expert Bill Ridley. And that's today's Farm of the Future report brought to you by the Ag Information Network. I'm Tim Hamrich.